Why would you say that?
Why would I say that?
Why would you not just spell it out?
I don't know.
You're not afraid of that word.
I'm not afraid of it. Anyway, my mom does live in the country. I haven't heard from her, but she does live in the country. And yes, that is spelled C-U-N-T.
Hey.
So, just in case Big Fatty was wondering.
So, yeah.
It's a thing. Remember, Big Fatty, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. It's also stealing, but just don't forget the whole flattery part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh.
Amateurs imitate. Professionals steal outright.
That's right. They do.
And I stole that from T.S. Eliot.
God damn it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1993 of the BFO for Monday the 14th of September 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, for the first time here in the Fat Villa, we are podcasting with windows open. Big hello, cool fronters. Big Fatty, we love a cool front. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're cool fronters because y'all are cool front. Moved through the Charleston area over the weekend, and y'all are our high temperature on Sunday. Yeah, I am tired. But our high temperature on Sunday was, I think, 81 degrees. And y'all, Sunday night, it says we're going down into the low 60s or the upper 50. Big Ready, we may have to have a camisole. No, I don't know that we'll need a camisole, but we've got the windows open. And, y'all, the only problem with that is, you know, it'll set off the burglar alarm if I arm it. Big. But anyway, I've got to figure out how I'm going to do that. Anyway, that there you have it. Y'all, it's just lovely. We're moving into Big Fatty's favorite time of the year. Big Fatty's at Indian summer? No, it is not. And well, we are moving into Indian summer because y'all, it'll get hot as. Ooh, it'll get hot as blue blazes again when the Indian summer comes back. Big Fatty, now is that where Indian summer is? That call center or casino? I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 14th of September, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, both of them have been to Pride 48 out there in Las Wages in the past, both are just super duper, Big Fatty, super duper, nice guys. Y'all, the first one, he is out there in, in the New Mexico, Big Fatty, or is it the Arizona? It was one of the two of them. I get those confused. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's that Yokogen. It's the Yokogen, y'all. He's Jeremy. He is just lovely and just a sweetheart. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's in charge of the social media for the Pride 48, y'all. And if there's anything that can technically go wrong, it technically goes wrong with him. Big Fatty. But as he says, it's mainly because of him fiddling with stuff. Big Fatty, we love a fiddler. Y'all, it is that veritable Virgo. Big Fatty. We love we love that veritable Virgo. It's true, we do. So y'all, if you see Yokogen or that veritable Virgo on the face space or the Twitty, y'all wish him a very, a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been forever since I recorded a fresh little show for you, because, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week, y'all, I had the little show from out there in Lost Wages for you, and I hope y'all enjoyed that. And once again, want to thank the Vons, for the big surprise and for content. Yes, Big Betty, we need all the content we can get. And anyway, y'all, let's see what's been going on since I spoke to you when I recorded last. Would have been on Monday night, Big Betty. Y'all, honest to hydrogen, when I got home from the coal mine on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, y'all, I was kind of at a loss. I was at a loss because I didn't have to sit down and record the show, Big Betty. And y'all, even though I didn't have anything to say, I was at a loss that I wasn't sitting down to say nothing. Big Betty. This does not fare well for retirement. It's probably true. Caught up a lot on things on the TV machine. And y'all, because, you know, the new season is starting for a lot of different things. Like tonight the dancing gets started. And so that's going to be good. And y'all, the Big Brother comes to an end a week from this coming Wednesday. And y'all, they've got a special second eviction this week. There'll be one on Tuesday night and one the live eviction on Wednesday night. And then next week, it'll be the finals. Next Wednesday night, and y'all, that's also when the Survivor begins, and then the big run starts on Friday of next week. So y'all, it's what is that called? Gotham. I saw that the Gotham was getting started also. So y'all, lots of new shows. Not Big Fatty. None of them are new. Well, they're new episodes. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, but y'all, over the weekend, me and Granny and Durwood, y'all, we were all off to the Horror Hotel, and we were all going to ride together, and then Durwood at the last minute decided it might be a better idea if he drove himself over there, we all left Thursday around midday. I came home from the coal mine. Granny was had his Ford Escape parked here at the villa. He's ready to go. He was ready to go, and I got home and I changed my clothes and zipped up my valise and packed my cooler with my Junipero gin that the Hello Waffles boys had given me. I was going to give it a try while I was over there at the Horror Hotel, and some of that Peter G tonic water. Yes, Big Betty. Granny and I got in the Ford Escape, and y'all, we were off. And of course, as with every time you travel with Granny, about 8 seconds after he's in the car, when are we going to stop and get something to eat? And, you know, y'all, it's either that or he's got a TT. And we decided he had a coupon. He had a coupon for buy one quarter pounder, get one free at the McDonald's. And I said, well, we can do that, but I'm just warning you. The McDonald's makes Big Fatty extremely gassy. Big Fatty. Any breathing makes you extremely gassy. Well, that too, but the McDonald's, it has vile effects on me. And y'all, we stopped, and so it was buy one quarter pounder, get one free, and Granny didn't feel like eating two of them, so I ate one of them, and he ate one, and we had some French fried potatoes, and one of the 99 cent sweet tea the McDonald's does. And y'all, we got that, and we were off. off. And y'all, we got over to the Hara Hotel. We made good time. Got over there and got all checked in. Now, let me see. Now, that was Thursday. Now, what was happening Thursday? Oh, y'all, it was the Pawn Star weekend. And y'all, they had five different Pawn Stars. All their names, I said their names all weekend long because I was the official announcer. I was the official announcer for the Pawn Star weekend. Let's see if I can remember their names. Jake Steele and Nick Tiano and Bennett... what was Bennett's last name? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Bennett was a ginger. Y'all, he was my favorite. And then there was, what was his name? Big Fatty, we don't remember. And Dolph Dietrich. And then there was another one also whose name I don't remember. He was all muscly and everything from the Los Angeles. Bennett Anderson? That didn't sound right, but it was like two first names, Bennett, or two last names. Big Fatty, he was a ginger, and you liked him, and he had a hairy butt. Well, that's true, he did, and y'all cute as he could be, I guess I could go over here to the Hara Hotel, www, and find out what his name was. Big Fatty, that sounds like a lovely idea. Yeah, guys, y'all, it was Bennett Anthony, and I couldn't find the flyer with all their names on it. But the other one, I think the other one's name was Derek something, but I don't remember what it was. But y'all, it was a good time. Thursday night they had a private VIP event. In the pig pen over there, where you had to pay a special price to get in to see that. Big Fatty, of course, as the announcer, had the complimentary entry, and so I was watching all that, and y'all, it was not as exciting as I had hoped it might be, but it was what it was. On Friday. It was a day out by the old swimming hole. Big Fatty, the old swimming hole. And y'all, I'd like to report that Snake was there, but so I met Brofkus on Friday morning, but y'all, he was kind of under the weather, so I did not have any inappropriate touching with Snake, and I was not in my normal room. Evidently, he was out on the prowl looking for Big Fatty Saturday night, but y'all, he never found me because I was in a different room. It's just one of those things where we'll make up for lost time the next time Big Fatty goes over. Yes, Big Fatty, Then Friday night, they had all the Pawn Stars over at the bar, and y'all, there's good crowd in there, and they all got out there and shook their booty, and Big Fatty was the MC for all that, and everybody would come up and tip them, and then after that was over on Saturday they had the inappropriate pool party, and y'all, there was vulgarness. There was just vulgarness at that, and I'll tell you how vulgar it was. Y'all, Granny and Durwood, y'all, they started drinking about 10 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, you'd think that they lived in Walnut Hills. The amount of liquor they consumed, and y'all, I walked by Granny a couple of times, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna vomit. I am just gonna vomit because I was seeing things that I shouldn't have seen, and you know, I just wanted to walk up to him and say, what would you say if your mama was standing here beside me? But he would probably say, I wouldn't talk because I don't want to talk with my mouth. For Big, it's vulgar. Granny and Durwood were shit faced by the end of the day, y'all. What was I saying? Granny and y'all, we all went out to supper. Durwood could barely walk back to the room. He had to hold on to Big Fatty I was kind of like Gerard. I was kind of like his guide dog, taking him back to the room. And anyway, we went out to supper, and they fucked up Granny's order, and he was all pissy. Y'all, he was like, get off my lawn! And they tried to make it right, and he wouldn't hear of it. He would not hear of it. And so he had a garden salad for his supper. And y'all, he was so drunk, we got back to the Hara Hotel, and he went to bed about 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, the poor old thing, he just, you know, I would say he needs his beauty rest, but he'd be taking the big dirt nap if he got enough rest to give him some beauty. A couple of our friends from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club, y'all, they have moved to Augusta, and they've started working at the Horror Hotel. So, y'all, it was lovely to spend some time with them this weekend, and we wish them well in their endeavors there. And, y'all, I think it's going to be a win-win situation for both the Horror Hotel and for them. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, over the weekend Durwood and Granny would do things, and the response would be, "Oh, that's some content for your little show, Big Fatty." I said, "I'll never remember it. I'll never remember it." And y'all, the only thing I remember is Granny. Oh, y'all, Granny. I said, I asked Granny early in the afternoon. I said, "Granny, are you drunk?" He says, "I'm in the swimming pool naked. Of course I'm drunk." And y'all, that was enough to make me want to vomit right there. But y'all, it was a good crowd. The place was sold out, and I think everybody had a good time, and if they didn't, it was their own damn fault. The only thing Big Fatty missed out on was seeing Snake, and y'all, it was a first. It was a first for Big Fatty. Granny had more sex at the Horror Hotel this weekend than Big Fatty did. Big Fatty, who ever heard of such a thing? Well, you know, it just goes to show you that that a lot of people were drunk if Granny had more sex than Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it just goes to show you that a lot of people were drunk if Granny had more sex at the Horror Hotel than Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty! Anyway, then we drove back Sunday morning. We had breakfast together, and we drove back. Durwood likes to drive on the interstates, and Granny says he drives like a maniac. Big Fatty likes to take the back roads, and so we kind of timed it out to see which way was fast. And of course, Durwood beat us to the meeting point by about 10 minutes. But y'all, he was going 80, 85 miles an hour, and that's when he had to slow down. Big Fatty. Y'all, I've been here at the villa Sunday afternoon. Y'all, I opened up the windows and got the breeze in here, and then I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Well, I washed my clothes, now I'm recording the little show and getting ready for the Big Brother. The Big Brother schedule is changing this week. It's Sunday night Tuesday and Wednesday night, because the Thursday night sports ball starts this week on CBS. So, adjust your VRC. Oh, adjust your VRCs accordingly. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the betrothed couple, that's TLB James and TLB Tim. And y'all, they were talking on their little show, the Taste Like Burning show. And Tim, is there anything from listening to the Lost Wages shows that you learned from Big Fatty and from the old gal during her surprise visit in Vegas?
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's lovely that it was a life lesson.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.